WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, November 10th. Coming up, the University of Illinois has seen a spike in new COVID-19 cases on its Urbana campus over the last week. We'll talk to an epidemiologist on campus about the causes and more coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The Chicago-Rockford International Airport announced yesterday that it's limiting access into the Belle Bowl Prairie until further environmental assessments can be completed. The Rockford Airport Authority agreed to temporarily halt construction over some of the last remaining high-quality dry gravel prairie in Illinois. Zach Oakley is the airport's Deputy Director of Operations and Planning. He says beginning this week, access to the prairie will be restricted until further notice.
And we want to make sure that the only people that are accessing that road and accessing that area of the airport are people that have business in the area.
The airport says officials will abide by whatever resolution the Federal Aviation Administration and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service come to next spring. But the plan to eventually build a road on that land remains unchanged. The Champaign community gathered last week to celebrate a new community resource for African-American families. Illinois Newsroom's student journalist Luis Velasquez has more.
Champaign Unified School District and the City of Champaign have launched the Leading Individuals and Families Through Transformation program, also known as LIFT. LIFT will focus on African-American students and families who are experiencing academic and personal challenges. The program provides trauma-informed care through intensive support from both school-based and community resources. Anthony Sellers Jr. is the lead evaluator for LIFT with the Center for Culturally Responsive Evaluation and Assessment at the University of Illinois. He says programs like these are intentional in providing help to students.
I myself have experienced these types of programs, so in that essence, the fact that the program exists is definitely going to touch lives. We just hope that it's done in a way that reaches all and then has the capacity to reach more.
Sellers says he hopes that each student is able to gain a true sense of support, not only in academics, but also in real life. I'm Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
The Illinois men's basketball team opened its season last night with a 71-47 win over Jackson State at State Farm Center in Champaign. Illinois was without starters Trent Frazier and Andre Curbelo because of injury, and Kofi Coburn because of a three-game NCAA suspension for selling personal Illini gear. Reserve big man Ben Verdonk helped fill in for Coburn by grabbing 10 rebounds. Head coach Brad Underwood was pleased by Verdonk's performance.
Ben goes against Kofi every day. You know, I thought his defensive prowess, I thought his tenacity, I thought his rebounding, five offensive, he's just kind of a bull in the china closet type mentality.
Jacob Grandison scored a game-high 20 points to lead Illinois. The Illini will play at home again Friday night against Arkansas State. Champaign County public health officials reported 85 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. The number of active cases is up over 570 at their highest point since October 1st. Still to come, we'll hear from University of Illinois epidemiologist Rebecca Smith. She'll discuss the recent spike in COVID-19 cases on the University of Illinois' Urbana campus and the reasons behind them. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The number of new COVID-19 cases on the University of Illinois Urbana campus has jumped over the last week. Campus officials reported 220 new cases over the last 7 days, about three times as many as the previous week. To learn more, I spoke with U of I epidemiologist Rebecca Smith, who's part of the Campus Shield team. She says the number of new cases is higher than she'd like to see, but it's not a huge surprise.
We knew that with the colder weather, plus Halloween, plus the end of midterms, all of those factors work against us as far as increase in cases. We are seeing a large number of clusters within particular buildings. This is one of the things we look for. So a lot of these cases are within clusters. We know that students who live together tend to socialize together, so that makes sense. So it's concerning that we are seeing this spread, but we think it's just that people let their guard down and moved indoors. And we were expecting that. We were asking people prior to Halloween, please get tested if you're going to go participate. Please get tested if you did participate. I've seen a lot more people testing more frequently, even among the vaccinated. And we are asking a number of vaccinated people who live in these potential clusters to get tested. So it was expected. It's a little higher than we would like to see, but we are seeing the same patterns that we would expect with any of these clusters, that it's definitely socialization indoors.
You know, and you also mentioned, you know, the testing component. You know, at some point, you know, would the university look at possibly doing, you know, even asking, you know, fully vaccinated people to once again start testing on a regular basis, just to maybe try and catch some of these cases before they spread more?
We actually do that, but we do it in a targeted manner. Like I said, a lot of these cases are occurring in clusters based on where people live. So when we find one of those clusters, we ask everybody who lives there to test every other day, including the vaccinated people. And that is a requirement. They are required to test until we tell them otherwise. So that's much more efficient than requiring all vaccinated people to test to look at these clusters.
Sure. You know, and then Becky, as we start to get closer to the holidays, you know, Thanksgiving now just a couple of weeks away, you know, what are your recommendations for those who, you know, who are on campus, who will be traveling, you know, for that holiday, maybe to see family, friends, you know, off of campus during that period? What are your recommendations for them?
So it's very similar to my recommendation from last year, which is be careful for the next couple of weeks. You don't want to bring the infection home. Get tested before you leave. You can get results early and find out if you're going to be safe to be around unvaccinated people. And when you come back, get tested again before you start socializing here on campus, just in case you were exposed during the Thanksgiving holiday.
Becky, anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap it up here?
Just that, remember that the vaccine is very good at protecting you from illness, from the disease part of it, but it's not perfect at preventing infections. So don't rely on just the vaccine. It has to be vaccines and masks and ventilation.
That's Rebecca Smith, an epidemiologist and professor in the Carl Illinois College of Medicine and College of Veterinary Medicine. She says, although there are breakthrough COVID infections on campus, the risk of infection and severe illness is much higher for the few people on campus who remain unvaccinated. As of today, 94% of students, faculty, and staff on the Urbana campus are fully vaccinated. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see some dense fog this morning, then mostly cloudy skies with a high of 63 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, Luis Velasquez, and Rob McCauley. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.